New federal funding to boost mental health services, a tool for finding doctors in health insurance marketplace plans, and a study involving drones and weather. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, September 24th. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond is appealing to a federal court to reinstate a law criminalizing unauthorized immigrants in the state. We get details from State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos.
In his motion to the United States Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit, Attorney General Gentner Drummond keeps most of the same arguments in favor of House Bill 4156's merits and justification. He says giving local law enforcement in Oklahoma the ability to arrest anyone without legal immigration status is necessary to fight what he calls an unprecedented onslaught of criminal activity caused by illegal immigration through the southern border. Drummond says the opponents of the law who sued lack standing in court, and he argues the lawsuit should not have been joined with other cases. In addition, he says a federal judge who has suspended the law went too far in his ruling. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is giving Oklahoma $3.5 million. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sierra Pfeiffer reports the money will be used to expand the state's mental health and substance use disorder services.
The funding from the Biden-Harris administration will reach 6 Oklahoma community health centers. The money aims to increase their access to mental health and substance abuse disorder treatment by working it into primary care services. Community health centers have a high population of patients who are uninsured, underinsured, or enrolled in Medicaid. Centers in Kanawha, Fairfax, Tishomingo, Cherokee, Tulsa, and Stigler will each receive approximately $600,000. The money is the latest push from the federal government to tackle the mental health and opioid crises affecting Oklahomans. It's designed to create stigma-free, culturally competent, and readily accessible resources. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The Oklahoma Insurance Department is partnering with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to create a directory of providers in health insurance marketplace plans. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the goal is to improve access to care.
The directory will allow qualified health plans and providers to submit and access provider data in a central portal. Oklahoma Insurance Deputy Commissioner of External Affairs Ashley Scott says providers are experiencing administrative burdens, as they have to report their information to multiple databases. Patients also say it's hard to find updated information on in-network providers.
It's just, unfortunately, a very disjointed process currently, and I think that's where we're excited about this project and this program and being able to hopefully work through some of those cases and figure out ways to make it a more streamlined process.
The program will help inform potential efforts to create a national directory. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Oklahoma State University will receive federal money to study the weather's impact on drones. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler has that story.
The National Institute of Science and Technology is awarding $5.5 million to OSU for research on local, low-altitude weather. The idea is to make it safe for unmanned aerial vehicles and advanced air mobility craft, colloquially called drones, to be part of the federally regulated national airspace system. The researchers hope to use sensors on those aircraft to plan paths for them based on local weather as they're in flight. The technology could also help inform other aircraft, like air ambulance helicopters, move safely through low-altitude weather. That's according to a joint press release from Congressman Frank Lucas and Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. The two Republican lawmakers sponsored the Congressional Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2024, which directed this money to OSU. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
The candidates for November are set.
Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.